Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. We're gathered for County Administration Workshop in the Board of County Commissioner Conference Room with all three commissioners attending. Our first item today is under Department Business, under Parks. Item A1 is Resolution Number 2019-035 in the matter of authorizing the Josephine County Parks Department to apply for a county opportunity grant from the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. Good morning, Ms. Sarah.
Good morning, commissioners. How are you?
Good.
Fine.
Good. Parks is back writing another grant for another one of our parks. This county opportunity grant is available through RV funds that are provided only to counties in Oregon.
What are RV funds?
RV funds are where if you own an RV, you pay an RV fee.
Okay.
And that goes up to the state.
So it is what it sounded like.
It is, yeah. And the money comes back in different ways, a portion of it.
Registration fees for
registration.
The state?
Okay. Yeah, so a chunk of the money is set aside for the purpose of this grant where only counties can actually apply. So it's a unique niche where it's not as extremely competitive as some of the other ones, of course. So for this grant, we've chosen to replace two vault toilets out at Wolf Creek Park. This is separate from the other grant that we applied for, which is looking at replacing the footbridge and a single vault toilet, which was for the Trails grant. That one is also still pending. This grant would require, I believe off the top of my head, around $24,000 in matching funds. Our goal is to use also the timber money coming in from the Wolf Creek timber sale. This project cannot happen without this grant. So if this grant isn't accepted, this project will stall until we have the funds for it. Whereas if it is accepted, we'll bank on using $24,000 from the harvest sale itself. But we will additionally continue to tackle other grants which are likely to occur because of the severity of the toilets.
Yeah, looks like 20 grand.
20 grand, okay.
Yeah, you were close.
Perfect. I'd
rather
make sure
overshoot. The record's right. Yeah.
20 grand. One of the four vault toilets that existed when I took my job had been shut down because of the age. We noticed that it was no longer holding all of its contents as it should be. And so we have decommissioned one of them, so we have three vault toilets out there right now.
I wish the record could see the faces of everybody in the room when you said that. Everybody just collectively just went, ugh.
So that's the same face we went from.
Cool?
Yeah.
We pump them, we make sure to do what we need.
Golly.
So that's the same face we want for all of the committee members who are going to say yes for our grant and seeing the project through.
Okay, so the grant, you do have the match for the grant.
Yes, if it goes through, we will have enough money to make it happen.
Yay.
And I think you said the money would come from timber dollars off the harvest at Wolf Creek.
Yes.
I like that. Giving back to Wolf Creek.
Small circle.
They're gonna, oh, you're taking our trees. They say you're going to get it back.
Yep, they already did in a roof for the well house.
Exactly. So I think that's important.
One of the shelters.
The folks in Wolf Creek kind of feel neglected all the time, and that the big brother takes all the money from them and then gives nothing back. So I think that's pretty key. That
when, I'm sorry, sir, when you're done.
Hold on.
When is it due?
It technically was already submitted, and what we do is put this in as a placeholder as pending.
Okay.
And so then they reopen it up for us to submit it. We literally have a month to get this signed until
so
we go
to
actually
the WBS on Wednesday night.
That's absolutely fine.
Okay. Then seeing no objections?
No objections.
None.
None here either.
And we'll be in Cave Junction.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll speak on your behalf.
That would be amazing. Thank you.
Are you sure? Taylor Sausage is so good.
I know. It's right down the street.
Yeah, if you can get him a...
I will give you a little write-up.
Thank you.
Question on the...
You need to type up a little something for Darren.
I will. I will not trust his...
That's right. No, not for technical.
Is County Forestry doing the harvest?
Correct. They sold the sale 4 years ago, and so it was contracted out to another company. All the trees have been fallen, and they have taken them up to a logging deck at this point. The road started to get too muddy, and so some of the logs are still sitting there, but everything has been cut and taken to the appropriate location. And they said that they were projecting a little bit higher revenue than originally proposed.
Nice.
But forestry recovers costs and then the rest goes to you in profit?
They have that opportunity.
Okay.
Yes.
It was a thinning, wasn't it? It was
correct.
So yeah, there wouldn't be a reforesting element to that.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. What about the trail over there? Is there maybe next spring you'd have a trail cleanup or something? Because
once the leakage from the vault.
Ooze. Oh. No,
don't go
no
back
leakage
to the ooze.
Currently,
no
to be
ooze.
Clear. We actually had, I believe their name is Lomeski. A local work group reached out to us. They have a youth program where mm-hmm. they do things such as trail restoration and stream restoration. And they just came out and looked at Wolf Creek last week and are ready to jump on the trail work between October and December. And so they're going to go through. Our rangers walked up to the spring cutoff last week and said that the first part of the trail was in reasonably good condition from what they could see. And so that trail crew will come up and continue to clean that up and could push up a little bit higher. We as a team need to walk it from the top down to see what that portion looks like. And then we've also reached out to some trail organizations locally who said they would be willing to put in some trail days. This trail can also be used by horses. And so I know that the horse groups love to come out and use trails and maintain them. Non-motorized, that's correct. And then the last piece is we've had an increasing relationship with the Air National, the Army Reserves.
National Guard.
And so we can trade labor with them as well. So I'm confident that by the time we get the bridge in, that trail will be in passable condition, and then we'll just continue to beef it up from there.
Great.
All right. Appreciate your time. And we'll get this on next week's agenda. Thank
good
you.
To see you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Our next item agenda under Department Business is item 1B, Community Corrections, and IGA 159248 between the State of Oregon and Josephine County Community Corrections for alcohol and drug-free housing assistance. And good morning, Nate Gallagher.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Long time no see.
Yes, sir. This one should be fairly brief. Thank you for listening and entertaining this recommendation to sign and fully execute this contract. For the past four biennia, Community Corrections has been successful in obtaining funding from the Oregon Health Authority in support of alcohol and drug-free housing. This funding has now been renewed for the current biennium and will be used to provide housing coordination services and administrative oversight at the four transitional houses operated by Community Corrections. These transitional houses assist offenders in establishing a positive, clean, and sober structured living environment while seeking employment and participating in treatment programs. During the 2017-2019 biennium, over 168 individuals received housing coordination services and were hoping to either meet that same number or extend it. And this particular revenue is for $57,120.
What does that cover? I mean, what does that amount get to cover between the four houses?
Administrative costs. It also helps with the maintenance of the houses. We budgeted for that. It's actually been approved in the budget that was before you earlier, and we were counting on these funds.
We own those houses?
We own some. Ferguson. We own Lillis. We own the Michelle's Place, and we are contracted with a local builder for another one that we are renting.
So. When we own those, do those come underneath, like for maintenance and repairs, do they fall under Ryan Johnson?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we pay, I think it's 67 cents a square foot, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the three over here are owned, and the one over there that we lease, we just gave the...
Yeah, the D Street one.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the one we lease. Yeah. The other four.
That's why I was asking, if we owned them, or do you work in conjunction with, say, drug court and stuff, do you get tenants from drug court?
We have a couple, or yeah.
Not, but that's
yeah,
not,
we'll
it, it's more through your department than drug court.
Yes, okay. Yes. Yeah, I think there's 36 beds.
How long do people get to stay there? When they find a job... seeking employment, participating in treatment programs. When they're done with the treatment program and they found employment.
Yeah, so it's a It's a goal to have them stabilized within 60 days.
Okay.
We will extend that. We do have on-site managers that are house managers for them. We give them a very small stipend to kind of monitor the comings and goings of the residents and just make sure things are in tip-top shape and clean and sober living, and that folks are going out and looking for jobs and things of that nature. So ideally we could, you know, if people are up on their feet and looking for jobs and getting jobs, we can have them transitioning out in about 60 days. But more often than not, we are seeing, you know, an extension of that because it's really difficult.
The housing crisis. And
yeah, the housing's a difficult barrier. Employment's a difficult barrier when they have a record. Sobriety's a difficult barrier, you know, addiction and all of those things. So it's tough for them to get, you know, pro-social and back on their feet.
From an employer standpoint, it's really nice to have an address on the application rather than the corner of 6th and D.
Yes.
You know, that's pretty important.
Yeah, or under the bridge.
Well, and you can imagine how many people with employment are struggling for housing, how many people that don't have criminal histories are struggling for housing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you have somebody that's coming out of an institution or on this situation, and one, they don't have the income yet,
they have strikes.
And there's just not housing out there. I mean, we probably could operate 10 more houses and they'd be full.
Yeah. And going back where they came from is probably not a good option.
No.
In most cases.
I had somebody grab me on Monday, at a meeting I was at, and say,
Did you throw him down to the ground and cuff him?
No. But they said, hey, this guy is working here at this place, and he's been working over a month, but he hasn't been able to find housing. He's living on the streets, and now it's getting cold. And can you help him? And, you know, I'm like, I've been out of the work for a while. You know, it's like, there's really, but I talk to him and try to see some options and stuff. But, I mean, I've seen locally, so many people looking for housing, especially single parents, post-divorce, and that struggle of where you had two incomes where now you have one, and trying to find, and if you have pets, forget it. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those things that locally, it's everybody's struggling with housing.
Well, it's a good program.
Yes, that's a little off topic. Sorry for the squirrel.
That's okay. Yeah.
But, you know, it's just neat because a long time ago they partnered with Welcome Home Oregon, and they have peer mentors that are the house monitors or managers as well. So people that have been clean and sober for a substantial amount of time that are coming back and mentoring. And that mentorship of, I've been in your shoes, I can help, is huge for helping. So it's a good program, Nate. Good job.
Thank you.
When do you need this?
We're hoping to have it before the weekly business session and signed on October 9th, if that's available.
So that's
and if it's
tomorrow.
Budgeted, well, it is an IGA. Yeah. I think it could go on consent calendar next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Can you give a thing for Dan?
Yes.
Because it's in Cape Junction.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you'd like to drive out there for the
5:30 I'd be happy to prepare those.
If this was all on the agenda, I could probably have it right off.
Yeah, this is a pretty good paragraph.
Okay.
All right, we'll get it on that agenda on the night.
Okay.
It's an evening meeting, but we'll get it approved. We'll present it that night. I can't guarantee if these guys will vote for it or not.
Okay. Thank you, commissioners.
You're welcome.
Nicely done.
I know. Brand.
Oh.
It almost looks fuzzy.
See,
I'll get you.
I got the
I know.
Memo.
I know.
Oh, no.
You know people?
Now I got this messed up.
Didn't come
moving parts.
So Arthur's coming up for financial report and business update, and we're going to move other business and board business up and do executive session last, just as a heads up. Morning, sir.
Okay, thank you. Arthur O'Hare, finance director, and just a few updates for you. Reminder that we are in the annual fee change process, so all departments that want to update their fees, parks, planning, building safety, whatever, this is the point in time when they need to do that. The requirement and the recommendation and the direction that I give them is that they check with their liaison before they submit the fees to me. So far I have two fees, one from BOPTA, the clerk's office, and one from sheriff. The sheriff fee is just updating their public information request charges, which are varying from our standard charges, but...
When they charge...
Yes.
I think it's $50 for a concealed weapons permit, that covers the card and the background check. Is there a cost to the county for the background check, or is it just admin?
When you get a background check for your CCW, you write a check directly to state police. They collect it goes straight to the state police for the background check. So, or was that the fingerprint card fee? Either way, you write it directly to that agency.
I've always given them $50, but I don't remember ever writing it out to OSP, but maybe I did.
Yeah. I'm 2 years out from... I wrote a check to OSP, and I think separately you have the fee to the sheriff's office for the administrative costs and their process.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. That doesn't ring a bell with me. That's why I asked. So.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mine isn't due, so I won't know for a couple more years.
Yeah, that'd be a good question, though, to ask sheriff for the... because I'm not sure on that one. So just, we're in the idea is that it'll be a week from Friday is when they are due, and then that following Thursday, which would be a couple weeks from today, I'll bring the compiled list before the board, and then that will move to the Wednesday business session for establish a public hearing.
Have you heard from anybody else, hey, I'm going to send something through?
I have not. I've heard a couple of people say, nope, we're not, we're good. You know, we've got our fees where they need to be. And so so we'll see. We'll see. I sent out a reminder yesterday that we need to do that and get it done by October 11th. So the next thing was a senior accountant. We have posted for a senior accountant. This is for the new financial software program that we're hoping to implement within the next year and a half, 2 years. So the senior accountant will be the point key player in that process. We'll coordinate with all the various departments, make sure we're getting the service and the flexibility or the functionality that we need in the new system, and then we'll put together an RFP and get that out. So. Just a heads up that we're going to be interviewing next week for this position. The position will be housed in the finance office, so we're moving a few things
literally
around.
Literally in the...
yeah, it's in the middle.
You put him in the room with the big door?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sure quiet in there.
Next to it. Wonder what time it is.
Which closet is available?
So that's going on, and that'll be interviewing next week, and hopefully then within a couple weeks after that we'll have a new person on board. And the final piece I was going to bring to you, RV Cog is wrapping up their Food and Friends project. Yes indeed. They are wrapping it up and their final contract.
The Are they paving the lot?
That's what this contract is to pave the parking lot. And so I ran it by legal. They say it's approved as to form. We have an order from the board that says that the chair of the Board of Commissioners is authorized to sign all documents necessary for the CDBG project on behalf of Josephine County Board of Commissioners. But I wanted to bring this to everybody's attention that this is the final contract for completing the RV Cog Food and Friends. And that I'm hoping I can just bring it to you.
So do they going to dedicate the parking lot to the chair, Lily Morgan's?
I was thinking, do we all get to put our initials in it? Or
yeah. No? Your handprints in the...
Our five-year project
asphalt.
Is now done.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And it's taken so long, now Dan DeYoung can go have his own parking lot bumper because he's
qualified.
He's not qualified as a super senior citizen.
Maybe we'll have a chair for you dedicated in the dining hall.
I'm glad to see it's getting over with.
Them to have a permanent home and all that.
Yeah. You know, I think if we would have started all over...
That'd be bulletproof for about 40 years.
A cat would have been the first thing on the property.
You know, in hindsight...
It just kept going and going and going.
Yeah.
Every remodel's like that, though, isn't it?
I think it is.
Like usually in by 20%, but this one exceeded that normal 20%.
Oh. You should have brought the couple in from Magnolia down in Waco, Texas.
There you go.
They'd have got that thing done for $85,000. And we'd have had a half-hour TV show. This is your fixer-upper. Whoa!
They would have loved a good community project.
They probably would have.
Might have. might have.
When are they anticipating getting done and getting the paving project going?
They're actually anticipating the paving project to be started this month. It is with Knife River, so they're anxious to get that moving forward and hoping to have the parking lot done by the end of this month.
Okay.
So that's the hope. That's Yay. The plan.
Awesome. Do you need it to go to a weekly business session or just?
No, just you, I think, because we've already vetted this project, and as I said, the board authorized the
relief.
Yeah.
Sorry, the sun, the blinds just blocked the sun.
It wasn't my smile. Huh?
It was the reflection. Yeah.
But that's what I thought.
Do any of you have any objection?
No. And just so you know, just a point of order, mm-hmm. is that we are doing our part for carbon footprint. We could have had electric blinds that go up and down, but we don't. We take care of that manually.
We're burning calories.
So we're not using
original 1960 blinds.
Carbon yes. footprints.
Yes, we're reflecting the sun Thank back you. Out into the trees so they can grow.
Making the grass green.
So that is, those are the three projects that I... Or three pieces of information I thought I'd bring to the board. So.
Wait, I remember two. Your senior person.
Right.
The pavement.
RV cog and fee change.
Thank you. I forgot that one already. I know I passed the Bob to one, but. Yeah. Good. So you know, because you're new liaison, she ran it by me before she submitted it. So.
Oh. Right,
which is the
that's
way it part should
of the
be
transition.
Done. Not to say right. that's the way it's always done, but that's
See,
the way it should be done.
I remember hearing that.
Nice.
Yes. Nice. I'll carry the mantle.
The passing of the torch has happened.
Okay. Great thing. Okay.
Anything else for us?
Nothing that I wanted to tell you, but if you want to, if you ask questions, I'll
right.
start
be here all day.
I am. We finish the end of the year. Quarterly will be up when.
Financial update? Or?
Yeah, financial update as far as where we on budget and hitting things and stuff like that.
Is that a question? Or what
yeah.
Is
when I didn't when get will that. A quarterly update be available?
You want a quarterly update?
Yes.
For the entire county?
Sure.
I shouldn't have said that.
No, you shouldn't.
I was going to keep talking, Arthur. And you want to buy it tomorrow?
It's a trap. It's a trap.
It's a trap. That would be fine. I don't mind.
I mean, we could ask department heads to come in and give an account of where are they at with their budgets, how are they looking on things, you know.
Right. Or six.
Typically, I can do the math, but when you want to say where what's the program implication of this math, you know, you're at 25% of your budget.
But I'm going to need,
you know, yeah.
In the next
so,
4 months.
So those kinds of questions are more appropriate for the program director, you know, to say, what does this mean? Is this good? Is this bad? Parks, you're up. You brought in 40% of your revenue. Well, that makes sense because summer season is the park season. But is 40% the right amount? Are you, you know,
it's
you
to
up,
me
down,
having
that kind of
having been very creative in tax returns. Mm-hmm. Numbers don't mean anything.
Oh, he's
going to have a heart attack.
I'm sorry. Erickson, a company over in Medford,
yes.
They make their Q4 look really good. Mm. And mm-hmm. I know how they do it. But to you, looking at it, you go, wow.
Yeah.
That is good.
That's nice.
But, you know, you give a waypoint along the way, but yeah. Gosh, if I'll just hold off till after that waypoint, mm-hmm. then I got to spend all kinds of
money. Well, let me put...
I don't think we got anybody that does that.
Let me put something together so that at least we can see if we have these outliers that are just
any
way
flares.
Out of... Yeah.
Any flares going up.
And, right? And we watch these. I mean, we do look at them. We monitor the departments every month to make sure that they are running their reports, that they're keeping track of their payroll, keeping mm-hmm. track of their budget to actual reports. So we do monitor that on the department by department basis, I'll put something together and see what you think.
Well, what would you guys like? We want to do it on individual department basis to the whole board and kind of do a an update, or do you want to do just with Arthur? What is your thoughts?
I think if he comes up with any flags, we can
grab that
department.
Okay.
Have him prepare the report. We'll take a look at it. If somebody's out of whack a long way, we're going to want an explanation.
Right.
Yeah. I think that.
And to just as a suggestion, I think those are legitimate questions when you have people come in and do their quarterly updates. I think Ryan is next Tuesday, so you know it's a legitimate question to say, how are you doing on your budget? Are things in line?
Right.
How's your projects? You've got 10, 12 of them listed here. Which ones are you going to get to? Which ones are you working on now? Budget wise. So I think those are good questions and. I think a director or program manager is very well able to answer
that. And I think along that line, like Ryan, we continually ask Ryan to do things. Do this, do this, do this.
Yes, yes, yes.
Go ahead and ask me. I don't have any money till next July, Those are things we probably need
to
do.
Or we do something in lieu of doing something else, which is typically what happens. Because you put this one on top and this one gets pushed down. So. That's his life. So.
Anything else for us?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other business that should rightfully come before the board?
None that I have.
So then I'll move.
I
was going to move on to board business.
I don't know if it matters. Maybe no matters is under board business. So go ahead.
Back in May, all right, so Rotary was joining with the school districts and College Dreams and Southern Oregon Education Service District, Voc Rehab. They have both school districts, RCC, YMCA, different groups on board, and a mentoring project. And the board authorized me to sign the joint venture agreement back in May. They've submitted an amendment as they wanted to add a partner. So right now it is Southern Oregon Education Service District, Grants Pass School District, Three River School District, Rogue River School District, Rogue Community College, and Josephine County Juvenile Justice. So this is the first amendment. And
what is a joint venture?
Just kind of an agreement, not quite an IGA, but they were coming up with a name kind of similar of how do they all work together.
What are they agreeing on? Are they agreeing on curriculum? Are they agreeing on what's their venture? I mean, are they pooling funds to do something?
No. So they're all kind of participating. So each of the programs find students that need mentors, and they try to connect them up with the Rotary that is providing business mentors. Our partnership, Juvenile, has agreed to do the background checks. And Rotary actually gave a $4,000 grant to cover 4,400. I don't remember what the number was. I can look back and find out. But they gave a grant to Juvenile to cover the expense of those. And our residential students also can be referred into the program. And that's our partnership contribution kind of thing, is that they got all the groups to agree to a background. So Three River School District was the strictest of the backgrounds, and so that was the matrix that was done. And so this is the amendment to what we signed back. The board approved me to sign back in May. And I'm looking, let's see.
I guess I could get to it on my computer here.
Yeah, it's all the way at the end.
Yep.
Let's see.
Here's the paper. Yeah, I got it here. I found it. One in a row. Is there any cost involved
No.
with being part of this?
No, and at this point, all the school districts have signed. The only two of the original that haven't signed on the amendment are us and Southern Oregon Education Service District, and they said Southern Oregon Education Service District they don't have an issue with it. They just were slow in signing, and I missed the emails that were asking us to sign it. Because it came as an email of minutes from a previous thing, and I didn't catch it at first. So, let's see. Oops, they wanted it back in September 27th. That's what I missed. So what I realized is I did not send this through legal back in May. I brought it to the board, and the board approved it, and I signed it and sent it off. I know Jim had gone over it. Jim Goodwin had been through the process and all that other kind of stuff, and the board approved, and we signed, but legal didn't have the original. So our contribution is that we received a grant to cover the cost of doing those backgrounds, and by participating in that way, we just simply say a yes or no based on the matrix that was approved by the group. And our students are allowed to be a part of it. So
is this a group that formed so that they're eligible for grants?
No, this was a group that formed so they can have access. So it's a vocational mentor group. And Rotary is the one that is working with the other groups. They're also working with Cece Hansen is the new person out with the Youth Foundation, Josephine Youth Foundation. And they're also working with Youth Pathways so that they're not duplicating the process of the internships and the mentorships and stuff like that. But they wanted to have opportunities for one-on-one mentorship through the, and they had to make sure that they could pass the backgrounds to work with kids. And so it was a matter of, with seven different school districts involved, RCC, Three Rivers, Grants Pass, Rogue River, Southern Oregon Education Service District, representing multiple schools, how do they make sure that the backgrounds cover for everybody? And so they had to agree to it. And I'm just trying to look through the email. I can forward more here. So
it says, we don't have to renew this. It says this amendment as part of the agreement shall automatically be renewed without notice by all parties for future school years. So they're never going to have to come back to us for that? It just,
unless they want something different, yeah.
If they bring an amendment, so this just keeps us working.
Nobody in the organization can bring it to a close if they see it's not working?
Well, that's why it's just a joint venture agreement. It's kind of one of those things that we're all kind of agreeing to work together, and they meet regularly on the oversight. They have Scott Beveridge from Southern Oregon Education Service District, Casey Alderson from Three Rivers, Kathy Kemper is from RCC, Kurt Cole from District 7, and Dave Valenzuela is involved and a couple other, but they basically, they can't work with the youth in the schools without having the referral from the schools and that connection. And so, let's see, I can print out the 20 emails I have since February.
Well, I'm not opposed to it. I just don't, I'm trying to get my arms around what it is, but I guess if there's no cost implication, then we're just part of, I don't know why Josephine County Board of Commissioners needs to be it. The city's not on or anything else. Why?
Juvenile Justice is one of the partners.
That's kind of who we're representing. Yeah,
and they can't sign on our behalf. I have the original one back here from, so let's see, this joint venture agreement is entered into between Southern Oregon Education Service District, Grants Pass School District, Three Rivers, Rogue River, Rogue Community College, Josephine County Juvenile Justice, Workforce Rogue Valley, for the purpose of formalizing the details of a joint mentoring program to be known as the Josephine County Vocational Mentors. Aforementioned are hereafter referred to as participating members. Let's see. Volunteer program. Participating members agree to accept and process the initial applications of vocational mentors to participate in the program in conjunction with the other members. Keep the database, conduct a criminal background check of the volunteers to establish jointly a code of conduct to monitor mentors in compliance, to ensure all mentors are informed, to keep confidential information, designate appropriate liaisons to work in assigning with supervising mentors, approve facilities, and accept the mentor for a mentee, and participating members shall have the independent right prior to accepting a mentor as a volunteer to require a mentor to provide additional information. And that was essentially what they had agreed upon, and then they came up separately with the code of conduct and back.
I get it now, so I don't need to go through the code of conduct. I won't be scrutinized.
We don't have to sign the amendment. It was just a request for amendment. We signed the original back in.
No, I think we should authorize you to sign.
If we're participating, we need to participate.
Yep. On behalf of juvenile justice. So that'd just be the chair sign?
I think so.
There's not enough spaces for all of us to sign.
No, and each agency is just signing, and then they put them all together, so they don't have the same one for all of them. So,
Ruby.
So I'd entertain a motion to approve assigning the amendment number one to the joint venture agreement between Southern Oregon Education Services to Grants Pass School District, Three Rivers, Rogue River School Districts, Rogue Community College, and Josephine County Juvenile Justice.
So moved.
For the chair to sign.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Look at that. Sign and sit off. I think we signed you guys up for mentors, too. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't. Matters from commissioners. I wanted to bring up the event tomorrow in Gold Beach. 10 to 2 at the landing at the Rogue on Jerry's Flat Road. We had an agenda sent out. I don't know if you guys all saw the agenda.
I think I did, yeah.
The first topic is fire season discussion, and I don't think we're really going to hit that much. I can give an update on where we're at with the Wildfire Council. This agenda was picked when we were trying to do the meeting before the summer.
Oh.
And they kind of just moved it forward. We'll give an update on where we are with the executive director recruitment for AOC. As the district chair, I'm on that committee. And then they have affiliate reports and some other reports from some of our AOC extensions, like CIS will give us a report, county solutions and stuff like that. And then they have some elections for membership and member at large and membership committee at the end of it. And you got a couple presentations?
Yeah, they're just short and sweet.
Okay.
Because there's not a whole bunch of time allotted for the whole thing. It's only 4 hours, so I'm not going to be too long at it.
So it's an opportunity for us as a region to get together and have a discussion. At the end of it, we're talking about what does your county need from AOC? Is there any other business we need to attend to? And I'm going to keep mine short and sweet, too. John Sweet's got 4 presentations in there, so I'm not sure. I should let you guys know that I got an email today from Court Voice, but I heard about it first up at the Wildfire Council last week. They are seeking something, support from the Wildfire Council. Curry County has basically come up with an idea of a Southwest Oregon Rogue Siskiyou Regional Fire and Emergency Training Center in Curry County.
That's an honor, old mill site up the river. I went up and visited with Julie here the last time I was over there.
Okay.
A lot of acreage. It's an old mill site that I think the county ended up with it. And so that's where they want to put this in. Not to interrupt you, but Senator Merkley was talking about how he had so many hundreds of millions of dollars for fire training, but he wanted to devote that to National Guard, training National Guard. And I tried to email him back about this, to contact Court Voice about this wildfire training facility that they're trying to get off the ground in Curry County. And when I pushed send, it wouldn't let me send it. So I think Mr. Merkley wanted it to come out, but yeah, I don't think he wants anything to go back. So and if we want to shoot off a letter of support or something after we talk maybe tomorrow about it, that Southwest Oregon District 4 might send off a letter of support to Merkley's office for this particular endeavor.
I don't know if I support it or not.
Okay, well, you can find out some more about it.
The location is odd to cover Southwest Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't been run by any of the other counties in the region.
Get court to.
We currently are in a intergovernmental. Our fire zone is Jackson County, Josephine County. Though we have shared fires with Curry County the last 2 summers, the fighting of those fires, where I found both years, is that they end up sending incident command to the coast when it's on that side, and then it was in Cave Junction when it was on our side. They wouldn't navigate from the coast stuff over in our direction. So when we have, for crying out loud, I can't think of the term. Let me grab it so I can get it right.
Then she was gone.
We have our Rogue Valley Integrated Community Wildfire Protection Plan.
I would be curious how this plan for this training center impacts us.
Fits in with that.
And fits into the bigger picture. This is a program that was signed by the Fire Defense Chiefs of Jackson and Josephine County, ODF, and the Commissioners of Jackson and Josephine County. There is an amendment coming to us soon that is at legal already that Jackson County has requested. But the idea was sent to the Wildfire Council. They, as a whole, support making sure there's trainings throughout Oregon. And that, in general, I would support. I haven't heard anything about the details of this project, and it's not on the agenda to be presented.
Okay.
I have forwarded to you the email from court that was sent out this morning at 6 this morning, so you can look at it. But it's nothing that he's talked to us about.
Right.
And so before we send a letter, there's people that it'd be nice to learn more and the subject matter experts to see what their thoughts would be on it. It's my only suggestion.
Okay.
Yep.
That makes sense.
It does.
Okay, so is there other matters from commissioners?
Yeah, I think that either you or Darren needs to put together some of our tote bags and with some goodies in it from our new logo for tomorrow's meeting to give out.
Oh, some swag.
I did that at ONC. I did that at the ONC meeting, and they thought that was nice to bring a little something to the table. I don't know how many people are going to be attending tomorrow's meeting, but just to put that many bags together, and it's just got a couple of the stickers in it and a fan. That's a green New Deal heating and air conditioning system. The bags are made out of hemp from Josephine County. No, they're not.
I was at a
through some
conference.
Third world country.
I was at a conference and someone was admiring the sticker.
Yeah.
He said, you ought to make that scratch and sniff. And I'm all, uh-oh, what do you want it to smell like?
Yeah, nope.
Hemp? Or should we just leave it?
Mouse pad, that'd be amazing.
I got a good laugh
cool
out of it,
mouth.
I could try to see if Susan has an idea of how many people are going tomorrow, but I have absolutely no idea how to guess how many people are coming.
Yeah, but I have an empty back seat, so I'll take a bunch.
And they're not an earth-rattling in my mouth, but find out.
What do you think, 20?
There'll be more than 20 people there, yep. I believe. But
the last one we had was a Tap Rock, and I don't think there was 20 people there. We had the one down at Tap Rock.
Yeah. I would say probably there were probably more than 20, but not much more, 20, 30. I'm thinking of how much were at the Douglas County one, and that fairgrounds building was substantially bigger, and there were more. It depends on how many affiliates show up. Right. So county administrators, assessors, clerks, DAs, engineers and surveyors, justices of the peace,
executive office managers,
sheriffs, tax collectors, and treasurers have all been invited. Are any of ours going? I don't know. But for the five counties, all those folks have been invited. So I don't know how to anticipate how many are coming or not.
Maybe it's not a good idea. I hit right on the nose with ONC, but that's just, we know how many people are involved in
ONC. Yeah, the 18 counties. Well, my other thought is, what do we host that we give out when they come here versus we're going to
Good
Curry
point.
County?
Are we going to host it next year?
Nope, next year's Coos County.
Just Coos County.
Coos County, yeah. I don't know.
Gas card.
We can grab them, but.
Let's talk about them.
Yeah.
Let's not. We don't have much time over there anyway. We only have 4 hours.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun for you to pass them out to everybody. It's one of those things, what's the benefit to those counties other than are they going to come to our county because of the logo? Is that what it does?
I think our logo is very distinct in its simplicity. Because we're really simple people in Josephine County. We don't spend a whole bunch of time beating around the bush.
Maybe just take stickers.
Yep. Stickers would be fine.
Everybody should have our mugs to show off, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we can grab the box and bring them and just see what's there, and then we can grease one.
You can grab the box.
Any other items?
What? There is not for me. Any other items from you, sir?
Nope.
Then our next item on the agenda is going to be the item we skipped, item 3, executive session. And at this time, we'll meet in executive session 4. A report and recommendation regarding an offer to purchase county property remaining unsold following sheriff's auction of October 2018 under ORS 192-6602E.
No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, the board will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. Representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. We will now turn the recorder off at 9:45 a.m.
Thanks.
It is 9:50 a.m. We're back in general session. We received an update on where we're at on this. No decisions are to be made, and we will move forward. Is there any other matters from commissioners?
No.
No, ma'am.
Then with that, we will be adjourned at... Oh, I do have one more.
Oh.
Before we adjourn. I was thinking that if we are going to be pursuing this internship thing, that we should maybe try to see about actually creating a program or coordinating, especially with multiple interns, that we can try to see what is appropriate work levels, what are appropriate things that would be a benefit.
Have like a job description?
Well, maybe not a job description, but tasks. What are, I was thinking about, you know, what about training them on the mail machine? Or some other, I mean, because they can work in the office.
Right.
So I know that I can come up with some stuff, but what's appropriate office-wide for in the commissioner's office versus just to my benefit?
Right.
And if there's two, how do we make it fair, thoughtful for both? And
I think that is a consideration, since we will have two at the same time, maybe not the same day, but yeah, finding out if there's other places that would be of value of them to participate in, whether it be in this office or expose them to some of the other departments as we, in our natural paths, end up over there.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'd have to check with Gene as far as how much flexibility do we have in that kind of thing. But I was thinking just internally, even if there's a list of things that can be done as far as assisting an office-wide work as far as an internship in the commissioner's office versus just so.
Right.
But I didn't want to go down that path if I didn't have the blessing of you two to actually see about what's...
No, I think that's appropriate because we're going to... These won't be the last interns. I think it's a good program. And to let them see the sausage being made, so to speak. So many people don't ever come in contact with government in their lives. And you guys will get some exposure.
That's a good thing.
Yep, that is a good thing.
Okay, that was the last thing I forgot to remember.
The last thing?
I think so. All right. So if there's nothing else, we now can be adjourned at 9:53.